Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening, and thank you always, as usual, Isaiah, for allowing us to use your voice as a voiceover artist. You know, when we first started this show back in November of 2007. And, hey, tonight we have a very, very special show for y'all. It's called Tax Tips You Can Count On. Don't overpay your taxes. And, you know, depending on how you came to this show, some of you might be listening live this evening via your computer. Some of you might be calling in on the phone lines, listening in live. And then some of you might be listening to the archive broadcast of this at a later time than the live broadcast. But this is a live show, and the information that you're about to receive tonight, I have to put out a piece out there real quick. Warning. Information you're about to receive this evening could drastically change your life, change your finances. But the key point is, what are you going to do after you receive the information? Theme and topic of the show, tax tips you can count on. How to stop overpaying your taxes by at least $5,000. Okay, now what do I mean when I say that? I'm not the only one sharing this type of information with people. There are people across the country who are sharing information with folks to enlighten folks about one of the greatest opportunities that exist in this country, which is the home-based business tax write-offs. And a lot of times some people say, well, home-based business, well, you know, I got some things I do, but I don't know if it qualifies as a home-based business. Well, let me go over some things and just give you some backdrop. Can't give names, but I can give you some of the things that some of my clients do, some other people that I know, things that they're doing that is helping them reduce their tax liability. When we say reduce your tax liability, we talk about how to have a home-based business to leverage against any form of income, whether it's W-2 income, investment income, real estate income, any form of income that you have that comes in, the IRS says that it wants to tax. Okay, so let's look at some scenarios here. Because I know people like, you know, well, all, what you're going to share all sounds good. I heard some of this before, but I don't know if I qualify. Well, hey, let's see if you do qualify or don't qualify. I'm not going to be able to go over every category on this short broadcast tonight, but I will be able to give you some backdrop information real quick. Let's say you have a landscaping business, cutting people's grass, mowing their lawns, trimming their hedges. That qualifies as a home-based business. You can leverage it against your job. I mean, and a lot of times I know some people says, well, you know, yeah, I work and I cut grass on the side, but I don't want the IRS taxing me on that. What's going to happen is they're not going to tax you on it, because what's going to happen is going to lower your tax liability when you attach it to a home-based business. And I'm going to show you how, so you don't have to go through all these other different scenarios, that how it reduces your tax liability. So if you have a landscaping business, where do you operate from? Unless you got a big old company office, which that means your corporation, which is also a tremendous tax write-off, you're operating from your home. It means you keep your lawnmowers and stuff usually in your garage, usually have a truck to take stuff, haul it around to do what you need to do. That's one example. There's also some other examples, and I'm just going through these real quick and fast, because I just want to give you some ideas, some things that people out there are doing that didn't know that it qualified them for an additional tax savings. Let's say that you are a wellness consultant. And what I mean by wellness consultant, so you have people that come to you for ideas and help about how to keep their blood pressure down or how to lose weight, and you give them advice. Then you are a wellness consultant. See, the IRS says that if you do any type of freelance business opportunities, it qualifies as a home-based business. I'm going to give you the IRS rules here in a few minutes, but I just wanted to just go over some things that people are doing out there that they didn't know would allow them to lower their taxes. Let's say if you're a mental health consultant. Well, now, when we say about mental health consultants, people come to you for advice about things that they're stressed out about, and you give them advice. Then you are a mental health consultant, which means you're running a home-based business where you give advice out to people regardless of how much they pay you or whether you charge them or whatever it is that you do in relationship to that. But if you're giving out mental health advice, you're a mental health consultant. Okay, let's go to some other areas. Let's say people who are involved with Avon, Mary Kay, or, you know, or doing it on your own, showing people how to beautify themselves, showing women how to wear different kinds of makeup or style their hair or maybe they dress, whatever, then you are a person that's a consultant to help people with beautification. That is a business. It allows you to have different tax deductions. Let's say you're involved in network marketing, which I know a lot of people on this call, on this show tonight listening to are involved in network marketing. You have a legitimate home-based business. Any type of activity that you do where you provide a service to people is considered a freelance home-based business. That's not my rules. That's the IRS rules. And what they did, they established laws that will allow you to have tax deductions based on those activities. I'm not going to go into the different tax deductions right now, but I'm going to go into them in a second. I just want to make sure you understand what the IRS rules are. Rules are that you must, whatever this activity is, that you must participate in it 4 to 5 hours a week. That's it, 4 to 5 hours a week. You must show that you have an intent to make a profit. And if you do those two things, then some of the deductions I'm going to about to name here in a minute, then you are entitled to any legal, ethical, and moral deduction associated with that activity. Key word there, that activity. So there's a lot of activities that people are involved in that they didn't know qualify for as a home-based business tax deduction. And that's what I put on my Facebook page. If any of you, my Facebook followers are listening tonight, that's why I put on my Facebook page that out of the 1,041 Facebook followers that I have, there's some people that I know that are taking advantage of this information, but the vast majority, I would say well over 900, you're about to overpay your taxes going into 2016 by about $5,000. Now, your choice is you need to make a decision as to whether or not that's what you want to do or you want to change that. And tonight, I'm here to share with you how to change that, how to get in touch with us so we can put you in a position to be able to change that, and also how to receive a free report from us about home-based business tax deductions. Here we go. Let's go through some of these things that you're able to deduct from any legitimate activity that you participate in for, you know, I said 4 to 5 hours a week. That's the IRS rule. You need to be able to demonstrate that 4 to 5 hours a week you are involved in this particular activity and that your intent is to make a profit. And those two things will allow you to deduct a portion of your home. As far as the tax deduction, there's a form called Business Use of Home, Form 8829, which allows you to be able to write off a portion of your mortgage or your rent, your utilities, if you're mortgage, if you're buying a house, your real estate taxes, your homeowner's insurance, if you're renting, your renter's insurance, your rent, your utility bills, all things that are associated with your living space. What do you have to do to be able to do that? You need to have at least an area in your house that you have set up as an office. That area can be just one room. I had a client the other day in Washington, D.C., helping them. And they said, well, you know, Baba Jahi, I don't really use that much in my house, so what I do is I just basically, I got my computer in my bedroom. I keep my papers and my folders and my files and stuff in there. But I don't have a real office type office. I said, you're working from your computer. You have files in there. You're actually helping and servicing people. Can we demonstrate the activities? She said, yes. I said, okay, what's the size of your bedroom? She says, 10 by 10. I said, okay, so that's 100 square feet of your house that we can use as a tax deduction. By doing so, it enabled this particular client here to be able to write off a nice percentage of their mortgage, their real estate taxes, and their utility bills that enabled them to get an extra $2,370-some back on their taxes. Without doing that, then they would not have gotten that money. They would have only gotten $95 back on their taxes from their job, their W-2 job, but they was able to leverage their mental health consultant business against their job. That's when I said, you know, you could be a mental health consultant. This person, what they do, their professional job is that that's what they do, but also on the side, they're giving people advice. They're counseling people. And so they're a mental health consultant. So by writing off their home, then the next thing we went to was, since they have a landline, is their cell phone. 100% write-off of their cell phone. And their cell phone bill, $200 a month, which is $2,400 a year. So we added that to their mortgage interest, their real estate taxes, and their utility costs. That's what enabled them to be able to get back the amount of money that they had coming back. Plus, the other thing that we was able to add on all of that was that when they're out and about, they're always passing out business cards, sharing information with people. So when they're out and about, when they're on their job, they take their lunch break and they go out to eat, and as long as they give out a business card or a flyer, then their meals, when they eat lunch, even though it's lunch that they was going to eat while they were technically, quote-unquote, on the W-2 job, they now become tax deductible because they're sharing business information with people. They took a trip to Trinidad where they went out of the country to do some spiritual renewing, but it was business-related because it enabled them to focus, meditate, and get more in tune to themselves so that when they came back, they could be able to give out even better advice to people as people ask them about mental health issues. So their trip that they took to Trinidad became 100% tax deductible because it was related to their business endeavor. And so there's a lot of things that some of you that are listening tonight that you're already doing. You just didn't know that it qualified you to be able to write off on your taxes. As I said earlier, I have clients that have a vast background in terms of things that they do, from caterers to landscaping to network marketers, as I said, to mental health consultants, to wellness consultants, to people that help people with makeup and beauty, people that come in and show people how to redecorate their home. That is considered a business. And so any business activity that you have, you want to make sure you know how to take advantage of these deductions. And what you can do to get a copy of our free tax report on how to save on your taxes, you can send me a text at 443-983-4939 and say, I need a free report. And as far as the text, you say, I would like to receive a free report on how to save on my taxes. And then from there, we'll be able to communicate to one another. I'll connect you to our website, and make sure that you get a copy of that free report so that you can enter to the year 2016 with a clean slate and be doing some other things. Now, some of you might say, well, you know, this is December the 4th, 2015. The year's about to come to an end. As long as you document what you've done for this year, or for some of you that are out there thinking about getting involved in a home-based business, you got to December 31st to get started. And then you can deduct the last quarter of this year if you haven't done any of these things, as long as you get your business established before midnight December 31st, and you can take advantage of that. And some people says, well, will that make a difference? Yes, I've had people that have signed up in my network marketing business the day before the new year, and it enabled them to get an extra $1,500 to $2,000 back on their taxes. Remember, the majority of people are overpaying Mr. Sandy Bakken, who has a great book called Lower Your Taxes Big Time. He has a very profound statement that he puts out there. This is his statement. He says, if you don't have a home-based business, you must be brain dead. And we know brain dead, that's a serious thing. You know what I mean? I've known some people who were brain dead, and then, you know, they went on to pass. And thank God when they declared that Brother Lamar Odom, the basketball player, when he was brain dead, that he's still alive and moving forward, and he was able to come out of that. I know he's got some other issues he's got to deal with. But brain dead is a very, very serious term to refer to somebody as being brain dead. And Mr. Bakken says, if you don't have a home-based business, you're brain dead, because by having a home-based business, you can save anywhere from $5,000 to $9,000 on your taxes. And if you save this year, you're going to save next year, the year after, and the year after. Just think about this. I'll give you a little example. Let's say you save $5,000 over the next 10 years. Excuse me. That gives you, over a 10-year period, $50,000 more cash flow. What could you do over a 10-year period with an extra $50,000 coming into your household budget? What difference would it make? Could you pay your house off sooner? Would you have money to be able to help, you know, towards your children's college education or whatever goals and dreams you have out there? So it's very, very important that you do not take this information lightly. This information is very, very time sensitive, because we're coming to the end of the year and you need to take action steps now. If you don't have already a home-based business or involved in some activity, you need to be able to create one. If you're involved in some of that type of activities that I mentioned up before, you're not sure, again, send me a text at 443-983-4939, and we'll see if we can qualify some of the things that you've been doing during the year as a home-based business and help you reposition how you file your taxes. Because once you have a home-based business and we do business write-offs, then you're going to have a Schedule C to file, which is profit and loss from your business. And that major form that I talked about, Form 8829, Business Use of Home. Okay, so, and also there's some other huge areas that you really want to understand that comes into play when we talk about home-based business, is that now we're having a home-based business. Mileage that you put on your car, as long as we can demonstrate, as I said earlier, that you're spending 4 to 5 hours a week, legitimate business activity, then we can turn a lot of your consumer miles into what we call business-to-business miles and create a tremendous tax deduction. What I mean by tremendous tax deduction, IRS gives you 55.8 cents a mile for miles put on your vehicle that's business-related. Let's say you put 10,000 miles on your car during the year, and if we can come up with a way to show how they're business-related, might have been a trip here, a trip to there, a trip somewhere else, come show how it's business-related, that's a $5,580 tax deduction. Huge, huge, huge. Okay, because the whole goal is to lower your tax liability. Get your taxes down to what we call the legal minimum. That's right, the legal minimum. What is it that I need to pay based on the things that I'm involved in and the things that I'm doing? The legal minimum. So you want to make sure that you know how to be able to do that. And again, if you need information on how to do that, send us a text, and I'll give you the website that we have. I don't want to overload people with too much stuff to write down tonight, so that's why I just said basically shoot us a text at 443-983-4939, and then we can connect, and then I can get all the information to you, and we can begin to develop a path to make sure you have the necessary information to process the data that you're receiving tonight on this call and how to move forward with it. So your business mileage, mileage on your vehicle, that can become another huge factor, as I just said. Okay, here's a couple of other factors that's important to understand. When having a home-based business, you can employ your family members and create another tax deduction. If you have children between the age of 7 and 17, they can help with your home-based business. You can pay them because they're under 18 as long as you do not pay them more than $5,700 a year. They're not taxed on that money, so it does not create a tax problem for your family. If your child earns X amount of dollars and they got a tax issue, is that you can write that off as an employee. You say, well, pay my child. How I pay my child? What I pay my child for what? How about with emails? Keep the house clean so that if you beat people in your house for business, being able to do that, cutting the grass. Because when you take care of things for your home, you're not just taking care of your home, you're taking care of your office. So when you redecorate your house, which is another write-off, let's say your spouse decides they want new drapes in the house. Well, yeah, they bought new drapes to make the house look good, but they're also making the place of business look good, which means those new drapes are a tax deduction. Getting back to the children. With the children, what you need to do is you have to set up an account. And I'm saying this because I don't want to mislead anybody. You have to set up an account in which however much you pay the children to do what is that you pay them, you write a check, and it goes into that account in their name. And the money has to go in the account. How the money comes out of the account is the creative part. Now, what I mean by the creative part is this. Money comes out of the account. You got to buy them school clothes anyway. So you put money into this account for paying them to help with the business. Now it's time school comes, you got to buy school clothes. You take money out of that account, and you take care of their school clothes. They're going to go to summer camp or something. You take money out of that account, and you pay for it. You're going to give them an allowance. You take money out of that account, and you give them their allowance. T is how the money goes in. It has to go in the child's name as a form of employment for the home-based business. How it comes out, you can use that. That can be a variety of different ways that can be done. And, again, all these things I'm saying, if you basically want to do is give an overview tonight and give information, but to get clarity so that you can know how to move forward and how to be able to benefit from the information that we're sharing, that you need to send us a text at 443-983-4939 if I need more information. And we'll be able to follow up with you, find out what your specific needs are, the specific interests, and what you need help with, and be able to move in that direction to be able to help you, be able to facilitate taking advantage of the greatest tax shelter that exists in America, the home-based business tax shelter. The thing that's interesting about this tax shelter is that the last couple of presidents have come out and said, if you want to beat recession, then you need to have a home-based business. Bill Clinton said it. George Bush said it. And our current president, President Barack Obama, shared with people the importance of having a home-based business to be able to beat the recession and have more of your hard-earned money working for you. So, hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? If you're working a job and your month runs out I mean, your money runs out before the month runs out. You can change that. You can fix that by having a home-based business. And I know I have a lot of friends who refer people to this call tonight to listen. So if someone referred you to this call because they have a home-based network marketing business, make sure you get back with them, see what it is that they're sharing. If it's something that, you know, you feel comfortable about doing, take advantage of it, because just by taking advantage of it could put an extra $5,000 in your pocket from a tax perspective. Whether you make any money or any commissions in that business, we hope you would make some money in it, you know, as you put your time, effort, and energy, but you're definitely going to get some money back tax-wise if you follow the basic rules. Remember, 4 to 5 hours a week, show intent to earn a profit, and then you can deduct all of the different things that I talked about and some of the things that are on our website that I did not get a chance to talk about this evening, that you can go to and find out more information about. And again, if you want to know how to get to the website, if you go to our Blog Talk Radio page, it'll give you the website, our tax website, or if you send me at 983-4939, I can make sure you get the website so you know how to stay in contact with us and be able to move forward. And so, hey, you know, it's really been good being able to share this information with you this evening. I'm going to wrap up right now. As I wrap up, I'm going to say the following to you. Hey, I wish for you, as the year's edges are about to meet, the old going out, the new coming in, is that you position yourself to take advantage of the home-based business opportunity so that you, come February, can file your taxes and have more money coming back than you would have normally had coming back, enabling you to do some special things for either yourself, your family, or your loved ones. And that's my wish for all the people that are listening tonight live and for those that are listening to the archive of this broadcast. The ball is in your court. You've been given a chance to release some money that is yours. It's sitting there. Or you can, as I said, do nothing, and nothing will change, or you can do something and you can have more coming into you next year than you previously had the year before. They need you to do some special things. Who knows? There might be a special trip that you and your wife want to go on, or you're a family member. You might want to do something special for a family member. What would an extra $5,000 do for you come February? Come March, depending on when you file and e-file. Most people that I help, usually we have their money back to them by the second week of February as we go into the tax filing season, because people usually get their W-2s and stuff by January 31st, and usually from January 31st to February 15th, it's like helter-skelter for me. It's like, you know, people getting information in and need to get their taxes filed quick, fast, in a hurry. And we, you know, we do everything we do in terms of our due diligence to make that happen. But this is my question to you as I close the show out tonight. Take advantage of the information and just ask yourself right now, hey, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. I hope I win. Well, this is a sure win. Get a home-based business if you don't already have one, or if there's some things that you're involved in that qualifies as a home-based business, learn how that we can legally, morally, and ethically fund your taxes. If it's something you're involved in that you spend 4 to 5 hours a week in, it could be tutoring children. That qualifies as a home-based business, because in most cases, you know, you might be tutoring them after school in the school, but you keep folders and papers and stuff like that at your home and on your computer, your cell phone, and things that you're doing. So there's a lot of different things that you, the listening audience out there, that are doing that qualifies you to be able to save on your taxes. So make sure that you do what you need to do take advantage of this information. And we'd like to be able to be in position to be able to help you. So make sure you send us a text at 443-983-49 so that we can find a way to be able to help you take advantage of one of the greatest tax shelters that exists, which is the home-based business tax shelter that so many people are sharing with people and telling people about. So the question you'd ask yourself is, would an extra $2,000 to $5,000 to maybe $9,000 make a difference in your budget? And that's what I'm going to leave you with tonight as you go to bed. You listen to a show, and I just want you to ask yourself as you go to bed tonight, hey, would an extra $2,000 to $5,000 to $9,000 coming in to our household come February, what kind of difference would that make? And what difference would it make a difference? And if so, then do the right thing. Do what you need to do to position yourself. It's your money. If you do nothing, it stays where it's at and just goes. You just overpaid your taxes. That's what the theme of this show was about. Do not overpay your taxes. If you do nothing, then you're going to overpay your taxes. You know, the government be happy and nice. Hey, thank you for the overpayment. But, you know, why overpay when you don't have to overpay? With that said, hey, this has been Baba Jahi. I really thank you for listening in to this show tonight. And, you know, we're glad that you took time from your schedule. For those of you that are listening live and those of you listening to the archive broadcast, we appreciate you. You can go to those listening from the computer on the website. Please leave a comment and let us know what you think about the content and the information that we share with you tonight. Also, do not forget to send us a text at 443-983-4939 for more information, and we will get back to you as soon as possible so that you can be one of those people that can get that extra $2,000 to $5,000 to $9,000 taxes come February. That said, hey, good night. Thank you. And really being able to enjoy sharing this information with you. God bless. Peace and blessings.